So last week's video was all about cozy anime recommendations for you guys to check out. It's starting to get a lot more wintry now, and overnight at time of recording this, it snowed really heavy in the UK, so it is super wintry here now. It is covered in snow. It looks a little bit like a picture card before it all turns to that brown kind of sludge, but this week, it's all about anime recommendations that you can watch in a single day or a single sitting. I recently, as part of that cozy anime recommendations, I could not stop watching the Campfire Cooking in Another World with my absurd skill. After I recommended that, after watching the first episode, I couldn't actually stop watching it. I got absolutely hooked. There is a season 2 coming, so I do have that to look forward to. But I managed to finish that one in 2 days. But I could have easily have done that in one if I'd kind of just stuck to it a little bit more, or if I'd not had as many work meetings, general, like adult admin. But it did make me think about what other anime can you watch in a single day or a single sitting. So this week, it's going to be anime that are of different genres, but they're all going to be around 12, 13, and there's one that will push it at about 24 episodes, so that if you're like me, you can have them on in the background or as you're kind of going about your day to day. So before we dive into today's episode, again, make sure you like, subscribe, and make sure you hit push notifications so you get told every time there's a new video, new post. So let's dive in to the first anime on this list. So the anime on this list come from a range of genres, so there's something on here for everyone. So it's quite a mix. So the first one is actually really well known, and it's one that I'm still to dive into. But I know it got a lot of hype last season because of its latest season, I believe season 2, and it is Tower of God. And Tower of God has season 1 of 13 episodes and a season 2 of 20. So you could even combine the two and watch the full season 1 and season 2 in one sitting if you really want to push it as well. This one is a action, fantasy, adventure, and a shonen genre of an anime. So if you're into that kind of vibe, this is definitely right up your street. This one says, reach the top and everything will be yours. At the top of the tower exists everything in this world and all of it can be yours. You can become a god. This is the story of the beginning and the end of Rachel, the girl who climbed the tower so she could see the stars, and bam, the boy who needed nothing but her. This one got so much hype last season, and it's actually been recommended to me so many times that I think I need to add this one to my watch list. I don't think it's on my bucket list poster. I think it's a bit too modern for the poster, if I'm honest. Some of them seem to be quite a mix, but I could be wrong. It could be on there. There's 100 on that list, so I could be wrong. But this is one that I think is right at the top of my list of ones to check out now that I know it's actually a watch in a day kind of anime. A lot of the ones I kind of want to check out, I'm scared they're going to be as long as One Piece or Naruto or that kind of length. Even Hunter x Hunter, 148 episodes. I'm kind of scared that they're going to be that kind of length and it's a lot to commit. So this one, now that I know it's season 1 has 13 episodes and season 2 has 20, it's a lot easier to kind of bite the bullet and kind of go for it. I'm hoping that this is one that I love as much as people have recommended it to me and as much hype as it gets. The overall vibe, with it being kind of like the adventure, the god vibe, climbing to the top, the competition kind of vibe, I'm all here for that. So I'm really hoping that it lives up to the name that it's got and is awesome. So if you want an action, fantasy, adventure, shonen vibe, you need to add this one to your list, much like I am. The next one I actually added to my watch list on Crunchyroll a little while ago, and I've been waiting for a chance to dive into it. And if I'm honest, it was the artwork that pulled me or compelled me to kind of add this to my watch list more than the actual story, because I love the kind of vibe that this has. But this one is The Demon Prince of Momochi House. And this one has 12 episodes, and this one is a fantasy shoujo genre anime. This one's blurb says, Himari's 16th birthday will be one she never forgets. Unexpectedly, she receives a will detailing her inheritance of a mysterious estate, the Momochi House. She arrives only to discover that the house was built on the cusp between the human world and the spirit realm. There, she encounters Yukari Issei and a peculiar boy named Oi, who seems to be concealing a shadowy secret. So this one seems right on my street. I love the kind of spiritual vibe in an anime. If you already kind of watch the videos from this channel, or you've unknowingly watched some of my videos, you'll know that I love that kind of yokai, ghost, spiritual, That kind of vibe in an anime, I love it kind of when they dive into Japanese folklore as well. That's a super, super win for me. That's a quick win and an instant win for how much I love an anime if they have that kind of vibe. And this one, I believe I watched the first episode and actually really enjoyed it. I just can't remember it because I watched it a long time ago. And I've started so many anime in between that, mostly because of last week's episode where I watched the first episode of basically all of them to make sure I enjoyed it enough for you guys. But the Demon Prince of Mamochi House seems super, super cool. The artwork for this one is stunning. It's so, so nice. It's only 12 episodes again, so you can easily watch this one in 4 hours. So plenty to kind of go about and enjoy. And if you're going to watch this one in one sitting, you could easily add another one on this list as well. So you could kind of tag team it with multiple anime in one day. The next recommendation is one that I absolutely cannot recommend enough. And as soon as I remembered that this one has 2 seasons, but both under 14 episodes, I needed to add this to the list, and it is One Punch Man. One Punch Man is one of those anime that was on my bucket list, and I'd known about it, thought about watching it, and it's been recommended to me. But when I kind of thought of the term of One Punch Man and it's just a guy pulling punches, I wasn't there for it. It wasn't really my kind of vibe. I didn't really want this kind of boring fight kind of anime. But honestly, I was proven wrong. So good. It was so surprising, and it gives a lot of the kind of Mob Psycho 100 vibe. It's from the same creator as Mob Psycho 100. The creator's name is, or kind of goes by the name of One, because his series all kind of had that kind of One vibe. So One Punch Man, Mob Psycho 100, that kind of thing. But it is super, super fun. This one has, season one has episode 12, and season two has 13 episodes. So again, you could even smash out both seasons in one day. I can remember, I think I watched both of these over 2 days because I absolutely could not stop watching this anime. It's so funny, it's silly, it takes the fun, it takes the mick out of itself. Like, it pulls jokes on itself about the anime or about Saitama himself, the main character. And it is one, if you want that kind of feel good comedy anime, this is definitely up your street. This one is a genre of action, shonen, and comedy. This one is all about Saitama, who started out being a hero just for fun. After 3 years of special training, he became so powerful that he can defeat opponents with a single punch, hence the name One Punch Man. Now, alongside Genos, his faithful cyborg discipline, Saitama is ready to begin his official duties as a professional hero working for the Hero Association. However, the frequency of monster appearances is surging, and it is increasingly it appears as if the great seer Madame I can never say the names. Shibawa? I don't think that's right, but we'll go with that. Prediction about the Earth's doom is coming true, it's coming to light. In the midst of this crisis, the hero hunter, Goro, makes his own appearance as well. So Saitama kind of goes on this kind of adventure of becoming way too strong and kind of getting bored with being a hero, and kind of takes on his apprentice Genos, and Genos is just like flies. I won't give too much away, but honestly, this is one you really check out. I think wow, nowadays with it being a stressful bit of time with Christmas coming up, it's a little bit more wintry. It's not quite so sunny, especially, well, it's not here in the UK anyway. It's a lot more wintry. If you're in the US, I assume a lot of it right now is still sunny, like Florida. But an amazing anime to check out if you want an action, but a good laugh as well. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff. Alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones that you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill Anime Podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish sign up and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my product video descriptions and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore. The next one is more of an oldie but a goodie, and this is Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop is one of the early 90s, I believe it was 90s, 2000s when this came out, if not even earlier. But it's one that has stood the test of time because of the animation, because of the story, and the people's general love for it. This one has 26 episodes. This one is more of a push if you want to try and watch this one in a day. But if you get up early enough and stay up late enough, you can do this. And this one is an action, sci-fi and drama. So this one has quite a few interlinks and it's got some emotional ties in there as well from the story. So this one is the Bebop crew is just trying to make a buck. This motley crew of intergalactic loners turns up to track down fugitives and turn them in for a cold, hard cash. Spike is a hero whose cool facade hides a dark but deadly past. And the pilot Jet is a bruiser of a brute who can't wait to collect the next bounty. And Faye Valentine, my favourite character in the series, is a femme fatale prone to breaking hearts and separating fools from their money. So each one of them kind of has their own kind of motive and their own really distinct character, but they're all working to just earn some money and get by, like from paycheck to paycheck. Alongside for the ride are the brilliant but weird hacker Ed and a super genius Welsh corgi named Ayn. It's such a kind of mix of characters, but they work really well. Faye Valentine's backstory was the favourite one for me. I thought her backstory was really interesting and really touching, actually. I didn't expect that. She got quite a hard exterior, so when she kind of starts discovering things or we learn about her backstory, it's really interesting and kind of, it's odd to kind of think that that's her background. And especially in the world that they live in now, and it kind of shows why she is how she is. But it's a great one if you want more of a comfort anime, I would say. Action, sci-fi, drama don't technically give that kind of cozy vibe, which is why I didn't put it in last week's episode. But it's got a really good, not particularly a feel-good, but it's got, because it's kind of older anime, it's got that nostalgic vibe to it. So it's nice to kind of dive into an older anime instead of diving into the new ones all the time. It's nice to kind of look back and go into the more retro direction for your anime watching. So if you want more of an older but a goodie and a push with your challenge of finishing an anime in a day with 26 episodes, this should be on your list. So from one sci-fi anime into another, but one that's a lot more recent coming out in 2022-23 is Cyberpunk Edgerunners. And this one I checked out because of the video game. I never finished the video game, I'm not going to lie. But it was a great game, and it is a great game. So it's one that hit so many headlines. I believe it won some kind of fan favourite stuff. It got some really good ratings and people absolutely adored it. This one is a episode of 10, so really short, and this one is a sci-fi anime. This one is a street kid trying to survive in a technology and body modification obsessed city of the future. Having everything to lose, he chooses to stay alive by becoming an edge runner, a mercenary outlaw, also known as a cyberpunk. This one is one of those ones where you follow the story, but you also kind of can't stop watching it because of the animation. It's really distinct and it is so colourful. When we start to think of anime that have, or kind of that media where it's the future, there's two kind of directions that they go down. They either go down the dingy, down and out kind of city vibe where it's all concrete, it's all black, it's dark, it's that kind of vibe. And you have the vibe that Edgerunners went down, where it's sort of super colourful, technological, it's kind of seedy and dodgy in another way, rather than the actual appearance of the cities. It's a gorgeous anime, it's super, super colourful, super vibrant, but super action focused as well. There's a lot to kind of follow along on with 10 episodes, but it's super, super easy to finish towards this one in a day, because it's only 10. Also, shout out to the game, if you are already a gamer, this should be on your list as well. This actually doesn't have the kind of gaming genre, but it should do because it's based off the game anyway. If you're a fan of the video game, do check this out. It's not got the same characters in there. You don't kind of play the same characters, but it's definitely inspired by it, and it's got a great kind of, it pays a great homage to it. And now for the last one on this list is My Dress Up Darling, and this one is a episode count of 12, so again nice and short, 4 hours. And this one is a romance anime. And this one is, the romance genre is one that I very, very, very rarely dive into. So an anime that I can finish in a day in that genre is perfect. It allows me to dive into it in a shorter period of time, like 4 hours, 12 episodes, and not commit too much time just in case it's actually a nice anime, but not for me. Or maybe the genre is not for me. It's enough to kind of dip a toe. This one is all about Wakanagojo, who is a high school boy who wants to become a kashirashi, a master craftsman who makes traditional Hing dolls. Though he's hung gung-ho about his craft, he knows nothing about the latest trends and has a hard time kind of fitting in with the rest of his class and the rest of the kids at school. The popular kids, especially one girl, Marin, seems like they live in a completely different world. That all changes one day, however, when she shares an unexpected secret with him, and their completely different worlds collide. This one is one of those anime that is absolutely beloved, and it has such a good following, like a big cult following for this anime. This one is kind of went on this list because, yes, it's short and it's a romance anime, but it's one that is beloved by the anime community, so there's got to be something good about it for us to love it that much. So this one is one that I've never watched, and I'm interested to start it because the story sounds interesting, although I'm scared it's going to be a lot of fan service, if I'm honest, at the same time. If it's a romance anime, I feel like an anime all about dressing up surely has some kind of fan service in there. And I'm not against it. It just takes me out of the story a little bit as well. It's quite distracting. But one to check out if you want a fun romance anime that you can watch in a single day or a single sitting. So guys, that's the list of six anime you can watch in a single day. And there's something on there for everyone. We've got shonen, we've got shoujo, we've got romance, action, adventure, comedy, and more. So there's plenty to dive into. This isn't an exhaustive list. So if you do kind of like this idea of list of anime you can finish in a day, do let me know. Leave it in the review or leave a comment on the YouTube channel and let me know if you want more of these. There's plenty you can watch in a day, all on different kind of servers or like subscription services, but I'm happy to compile them together so we can kind of build this list of anime that you don't have to watch for months and months and months just to kind of just finish a story. But I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Again, please do like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss new episodes that release every single Friday, much like this one. Thank you so much for everyone that's watched the video. Thank you for all new subscribers. At the time of recording this, we are very, very close to 100 subscribers. I think we're two or three away at the time of recording. When this goes out, I'm really hoping that I've hit 100, so that'll be an amazing milestone to reach for the next episode. Let me know what your favourite anime on this list was. Enjoy whatever anime you're going to be watching this week, whether it be shonen, anime, shoujo, action, adventure, romance, whatever it may be. Enjoy it and enjoy every bit of your anime adventure. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Are you looking to bring the taste of Japan to your doorstep? Then take a look at Boxu, the ultimate Japanese snack box. Every month, Boxu delivers an amazing selection of authentic Japanese sweets, snacks, and treats handpicked just for you right to your door. From crunchy and sweet treats that tell more of an exciting story, capturing the unique flavours of Japan, perfect for discovering something new or sharing with your friends, having a movie night, or watching your favourite anime. With Boxu, every snack box includes the snacks, but also a booklet to tell you all about the culture, this theme for that month, and more about the snacks themselves, including nutrition info, the background, and how they're made and who they're made by. Are you ready to snack your way through Japan? Sign up today for your first box, A Taste of Japan, at boxu.com, and use the link down below to shop your first box, and let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over. Head over to the link down below in the YouTube video or the podcast description to let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over, and enjoy A Taste of Japan every single month with Boxu. Experience Japan through snacks with Boxu.